And I heard that you were the you started the inspiration of.
Well, yeah, the story of that thing is, and I'll show you this.
Yes.
Back in 2004, 2005.
This was the school.
This is the school logo.
Okay.
The fighting owl, you know, and it's in here. If I can find it. There it is. That was the logo.
Which one?
This one.
This one. Okay.
This one. The fighting owl with the gloves, the wings up and like that, and so on and so forth. And taking pictures, Life Touch Photography was the firm that the school used for that, mm-hmm. like that. And I always coordinated with the athletic director and or the principal or the coach when they were going to take the pictures. Well, Mr. Hankey said they were going to take the pictures one of the mornings in August. So I took off. I went in, took a half-day vacation for work or a few hours, mm-hmm. and came in late. And was down, and they decided to take it on the, because of the large group, on a football field. And we went down and on the visitor side, and Life Touch lined up the photograph. And they, for the picture, we cropped off, this is the home stand in the background.
Okay.
Well, if you brought this all up, what would you see on there? You'd see the press box.
Right.
And Mr., you know, and the PBO always provided the coaches with a CD or negatives of their pictures for their use. And Life Touch did too. That was the official copy. Ours was unofficial. So I gave a copy to Mr. Hankey and saw him a little while later. And I said, how did the pictures look, Don? He says, Don, there's something wrong with the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back and I looked at it and I said, hey, the kids aren't cropped off. Everybody's there. Everything looks all right. He says, I'm not talking about that. He says, See this? There's nothing there. Where is this picture taken? There was absolutely nothing on that press box. It said it was Slinger High School.
Really?
Or whatever. So I went to, okay, he was absolutely right. And being involved in NASCAR and like that, all the sponsors and stuff like that, that's how they Ford race, because of the sponsorship, whatever. It's advertising. Well, I went to athletic director Resop and Principal Nelson about the idea that we need to put some signage on the press box, and that would be kind of hee-haw and everything like that. Well, get some costs and some renderings and we'll talk about it. So the PBO always likes to use local businesses, Emma.
Yes.
Keep the funds in the community, keep the businesses that provide the jobs for the people here.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Forrester Signs out here just north of town, and I talked to Jurgen Forrester, the owner, and displayed what he wanted. He says, well, we'll go measure it out and have it. Well, mm-hmm. Corey Forrester went out, his son went out and measured everything and came up with some initial renderings and everything like that. He says, Don, he says, I got a problem. He says, there's not enough space on the field site for much of anything up there. Oh, really?
Oh.
And that fighting owl standing was so small.
Okay.
You couldn't see much of anything.
Right.
I says, oh, you got any other ideas? Yeah, I got a couple ideas. Well, he went back at it and he focused just on. He just focused on.
The top.
The eyes.
The eyes, okay.
Okay. And he blew that up. And it said Slinger Owls, mm-hmm. with a. The owl eyes on the field side is 2 foot high. Okay. And on the back side, which is facing the high school, you had two windows. How do we do that? Well, the logo, school logo, was the fighting owl.
Right.
So I says, how about Slinger Owls with a fighting owl in between the windows?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we made up a rendering. I went to Resop and Carrie and Nelson, or to Joe Wickrent and school board, and it looks pretty, I don't know, do we really need it? Who's going to pay for it? How much it costs? I said, well, you do one that takes the maintenance, it's going to be probably about $2,400, $2,500. Top of the line will be about $4,000. You won't have any maintenance on it. Well, that's a lot of money. I said, well, I'll go to the PBO board and see if we can get the funds, mm-hmm. for that. Well, it was a stretch, and there was some hesitation, but we decided to go with what's there today, with a $4,000.
Really?
And I call Corey Forrester the father of the Owl Eyes. You may know his daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's her dad.
Really?
And he came up with that design, and it went on that, when they came in that day, and I got it all written down, Emma, put in, Kelly Reichle was walking down this landing down here by the doors down mm-hmm. here, and she told me, Donnie, she says, I was looking out, as I came back through the door, there was something different out there. And he says, I had to back up and look. He says, this is a signage on the press box. And right then and there, I knew that it was okay. It made it, somebody noticed it. Mm-hmm. And then I had at one of the football games, that early football game, that if your officer Nick from the Slinger Finest Police Department
yeah.
stopped me. And at the game, he says, Don, he says, and I knew him from past concessions and everything like that. We talked. He says, I was driving down Slinger Road and I had to pull my police squad car over.
Really?
Because I noticed something different.
It. Yeah.
He says, I got out of the car. And he says, it's so, excuse the expression, damned Owl Eyes. And you know, so that's where it all started. And then Stephanie Motzel, who was one of the best volleyball players and fast pitch players that Slinger ever had, came back from Ripon High School to watch a volleyball meet. And I saw her and I went down and talked to her. I says, you know, Doug Reesop had made this square Owl Eye, big Owl Eyes on the wall that's now is on the home side. It was on the visitor side of price and stuff. What do you think of that logo over there, the Owl Eyes? He says, Don, she says, that's cool. That's modern.